And this is Ozarks at Large on KUAF 91.3 FM, your public radio station. This is the on-air fundraising portion of our fall fundraiser for 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And here are the phone numbers that we're asking you to use if you want to call in a pledge of financial support if you haven't done so already. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can pledge online
at supportkuaf.com.
Local programming, as you might guess, is near and dear to the hearts of Antoinette, myself, and
yes, because Ozarks at Large is all local. I mean, it's all produced by us locally,
right.
And the people we talk to are local listeners, often,
right?
At least local residents.
Right. But we're not the only local game in town.
We are not.
And by that, I mean on KUAF, because Robert Ginsburg, mm-hmm. Now two nights a week with Shades of Jazz.
I know.
Five hours. Very exciting. He's very excited, and we're very excited for him. You have Mike Shirky, who's been doing his show for more than 30 years.
The Pick and Post. Mm-hmm.
You have
Daniel Estes.
Right. Who
Goodnight
does
Jazz.
Midnight Tonight. There is
Paul Kelso.
Yes, Generic Blues Show tonight as well. And there's also Katie Hendrickson.
On Sundays.
With Sunday Symphonies and every day from 11 to 12 mm-hmm. with Of Note.
So lots of local.
Which we think is the wave of the future.
I think so. I mean, I think it's something that sets us apart. I think it's something that is valuable because there is so much information you can get out there now with the internet and that sort of thing. I can, you know, find out the latest headlines from Great Britain if I want to.
Right.
So there's a lot of international and national news being covered by bigger companies, bigger organizations. But I think what's in danger maybe of getting left behind is local news.
Right. I think that we're not your only source for local events, of course, because my consumption includes the citywire.com, mm-hmm. the Fayetteville Flyer, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, most of the local newscasts.
Right.
I go out and seek it out, not to mention Twitter feeds of people around town.
Right.
But I think that we have this opportunity, an hour every day,
right,
to bring you stories that you can't bring to you in 20 seconds or 2 minutes or 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the luxury of time and the luxury of a hardworking staff. We're dedicated to bringing you the sounds, opinions, and events of your area.
What I also like, too, is that we can really get into some maybe more serious issues. The poverty series that we recently ran, the Ithi Agnew Hotri Madoka,
right,
put together.
6 parts, 5 days.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's something that a lot of people wouldn't be able to do.
Right.
And so I was quite pleased that we had the opportunity to do something like that, especially on poverty. That's such a big issue here in the state.
And we hope to do more of that mm-hmm. in the future. It takes time and resources.
It takes time and resources.
We understand that. And we know you understand that. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons we're able to do that now, that we've been able to expand Ozarks to a 6-day-a-week.
Right.
Venue is because of your past support and hopefully your continued support.
Continued support. And if you would like to continue support or even begin supporting us, you can give us a call with your pledge of support at 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at any time at supportkuaf.com.
You are supporting not just Talk of the Nation, All Things Considered in Fresh Air, but Shades of Jazz, The Pick and Post, Goodnight Jazz, Generic Blues Show, Of Note, Sunday Symphony, and Ozarks at Large.
Of course, Ozarks at Large.
And thank you very much. This is Ozarks at Large. During our on-air fundraisers at KUAF, the environment here can be hectic. Phones ring, members of the staff are working odd hours, and everybody in the building has more to do than usual. Yesterday, there was some calm in the middle of the turbulence, even when a trio of fire engines barreled past our studio. Dan Knight and Robert Skaggs sat down inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Dan is a pianist and composer. Robert is an artist. Tomorrow night, they'll combine their talents for a concert art exhibition at First United Methodist Church in Bella Vista. Though they're kindred spirits, they've known each other for just a couple of years. Robert Skaggs, he's the artist, says they were introduced by a mutual friend, Lawrence Ziering.
I've got sort of a halfway reputation of being a Monet expert. And I've done some things with Dr. Ziering about Monet, and when Dan came up with the music based on the Monet Gardens. Larry introduced us.
Right.
And I think we talked for 5 minutes and decided we'd known each other forever.
Yeah, it was just instant.
Yeah,
it was.
Robert Skaggs is a Rogers native and lives in Northwest Arkansas now, but there was a significant time away from home. He joined the military after high school and then studied at, graduated from, and later taught at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago. In all, he was there for more than 40 years. But he says he was never, ever interested in art as a child. He grew up north of Rogers in the 1920s and 30s and says he would spend hours, sometimes days, alone and barefoot, exploring a northwest Arkansas terrain that was far more remote than what we know now. He says he placed his first ever phone call after he joined the Navy, and it was during his service in Hawaii that he remembers seeing a small Van Gogh in a museum in Honolulu. That altered his life.
And it was very silent around me for a long time. That's when I went deaf for a while. Dan says he hears music when he gets around. I go deaf. I get around paintings like that. I can't hear a thing. And the Van Gogh was the first thing that I can remember. And it's a tiny little thing. It's probably 8.5 by 11, almost a piece of typing paper. It's a funny little thing of a grain field with just some clouds and stuff.
For much of his work, Robert has painted the land where he grew up and now lives again. In a 1986 review of an exhibition of his work, the Chicago Tribune wrote, "Every aspect of his art bespeaks tight control. It is not the kind of painting that gets much attention in Chicago, though no one here does it better." But in just the last few years, Robert Skaggs says his art has flipped. He's no longer painting realistically, but using colors and space to create mesmerizing impressionist images of land located near Pea Ridge. He says the time of this flip was about the time that Dan Knight, the composer and pianist, showed up.
And I think the first conversation we had, we found out that he was using space in the music, the rest and the silences and stuff in music, much the way I use white spaces in paintings. And I let the first conversation, which might have been over in 15 minutes, lasted for about, two or three hours.
Yeah, it did. I think it really did.
And
yeah.
we've just sort of gone from there.
They speak a mutual language, even though Dan's childhood was far different and decades later. While Robert wasn't introduced to art until after his adolescence, Dan was taking piano lessons as a young boy in Ottumwa, Iowa, where he was, according to his own description, the loudest little kid on East 2nd Street. He says a motorcycle accident and the subsequent near-death experience when he was 18 changed him. He says hardwired him to be more creative. Both Robert and Dan say they've learned over time how to let creativity work through them.
When you get to a certain level, you understand that you're not the creator of whatever process you are involved in. The piece of artwork, if you're a musician, if you do a composition, that they really don't come from you, they come through you. So the thing that happens when we get to that kind of level and you meet somebody else who thinks like that, then all of a sudden we understand that we can go to this thing, creativity, or I think it's God. I think it's where it comes from.
Dan Knight will perform Saturday night inside the First United Methodist Church in Bella Vista, where an exhibit of some of Robert's latest works is up through November 11th. Dan's compositions for the concert tomorrow night have been influenced by Robert's art.
He and I talked, and I got really excited about the whole process because I found somebody who thought the same way I did. And then I thought, well, you know, maybe I'm not nuts. This is well. And then I figured out I actually really am, but I just found another guy who was crazy like me. And
you don't have the score on crazy people. I can't
see. It's true. So I said, okay, well, you know, we just kind of and I think the idea just kind of flourished, and I think we both had it at once. We kind of said, well, you know, Robert kind of said, well, what about Four Seasons? And I thought, yeah. Because we talked about the pieces I had written about my visit to Monet's garden, and
which I love,
and so we'd both been to Giverny, we'd both been to France, and taken a look at the place, and the thing I think is really important to both of us is that things have to relate to people.
Dan says for one of the compositions he's written and will perform tomorrow night, he's taken the first 8 measures of a favorite hymn, "In the Garden." turn those eight measures basically backward.
It sounds like this.
And that leads to his new work, heard here as he played it yesterday on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Dan Knight performing on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano in the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday at KUAF. The concert and art exhibition at the First United Methodist Church in Bella Vista is titled To Everything There Is a Season. It begins Saturday night at 7. The artwork of Robert Skaggs that is up inside the First United Methodist Church in Bella Vista will remain on the walls through November 11th. This is Ozarks at Large.